Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the deals we are doing right now.
No, it's
a little, little bit different today. I'm going to basically interview Jill about the transactions that we're doing and planning on doing.
Cool. I was just going to say it's nice because it's now July. We're over the, for those of you who don't know this, it's a thing called June gloom. It's real. The struggle is real.
I think the technical term is marine layer, but we'll go with that.
June gloom. We call it June gloom. And it's over now.
Oh, it's we. It's we. See, I'm still not a Californian.
That's not what your ID says. What does your ID say?
It says Arizona.
Uh-oh.
So does my tax return.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Abhinav asks, hi guys. My understanding of the consideration amount on the deed was that it's the same as the sales price. But I keep seeing deeds with a consideration amount as $10, which is obviously not the sales price. What am I missing?
This is
Abhinav, you are correct.
we haven't answered this question in quite some time, and it defies common sense. So it's a good question.
It is.
The deed, every deed that I've ever seen, whether it's any type of deed, grant deed, quit claim deed, warranty deed, starts off like this. For good and valuable consideration of $10 or $1 or some nominal amount, usually 10 or 1 for some reason, mm-hmm. We, the grantors, Steve and Jill Company, grant to you, the grantee, new buyer, the following property, and then there's a legal description. So what is this business with $1, $10 scenario? If you go way, way back, and I researched this a long time ago to answer this question several years ago, people used to convey property back in the day, back in like homesteading times, for good and valuable consideration of anything. And it could be like love for my child.
Mm-hmm.
So that just stuck. And I've actually way back in the day made the mistake of putting the sale price in the actual deed. So I think it's something maybe we've all done or thought about doing or wondered, but this is a great question.
It is.
Just leave it the way it is.
Yep.
When in question about any of these deeds and how to do a deed, I take the Jill route. Just go look at the vesting deed, the one that's right before you, and copy and paste it.
Verbatim.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking if they misspell a word in the legal description or something like that, you better believe I verbatim do the exact
thing. And misspell it.
And misspell it. So then nothing can come back that I made the mistake.
You don't want to break the chain of title for some silliness.
Exactly. Well, you know what's funny when you think about this? Have you ever looked at your mortgage? It doesn't say I bought the house for $389,000 and $421,000, you know. It doesn't say that.
Well, your mortgage does, but the deed for the house, yeah.
Excuse me, on the mortgage, but not
that's
on the
right.
deed. It doesn't say that. That would be funny if it did. You know, we accept it there. Here, I don't know why we think about it.
Yeah.
But it's no different.
So, Abhinav, what am I missing? You're missing nothing. It was a good question.
Yep.
Today's topic, the deals we are doing right now. I'm going to interview Jill here in a second.
Oh.
This is the meat of the show.
I like this.
I watch the bank account.
Ready.
That's associated with these transactions that we do, but I don't watch the deals anymore.
Oh,
and I have to say I'm extremely pleased.
Good. I'm glad. You know, it's so funny. This is our whole relationship too, by the way. He does not want to know what goes on behind the scenes, you know, any other thing. All he knows is dinner's on the table. It looks great. Everybody's here and everybody looks happy and healthy. He doesn't know what went on to get this done and the kids home and this going on and that going on. You're just like,
wow.
No. Do you want to, you don't want to know what I mean? I don't mean in a negative way.
But I'll tell you what. You don't know about what goes on behind the scenes here with the show.
Under the hood. I don't know what goes under the hood. How's that? And it's the same thing. I'm not picking on you.
So we all have our things.
I want to get in my car and I want it to start. I do not need to see that all the parts were laid out in the driveway earlier. How's that?
Well, I think we're all past that, actually.
Do you know what I mean? So that I look at that. Maybe it's not the best analogy, but
it's
I was trying
analogy.
To say that that's kind of the same thing. You don't want to see the ins and outs and all the little things. If you want to, they're there. You know how to find them. But you watch the bank account, and it's the same as me. I watch other things. So we're a good team.
All right, so give us a highlight of a deal that's going on right now and a low light. And I was involved in a deal in Oxnard, California that just got killed recently.
Oh my gosh, let me talk about that one first.
Sure. Jeez. I was excited about this deal and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, so we found these great three contiguous parcels. Do you want me to talk numbers?
Sure.
Okay.
I think, and the R2 and the whole thing.
Yeah, zoned R2, so we can, and we checked it. We can get, so it's three lots, so we can get two.
Three contiguous lots.
It's already zoned, that you could get two SFRs, two doors, basically, on each parcel. Yeah. So that's six, right? On this great corner in Oxnard for $180,000. We're like, done. We're in. And I called the guy on Saturday and I said, you know, hey, here's who I am. I'm an investor. Would your seller take, well, for, let me go back.
There's a real estate agent involved.
Let me back up. It took three or four phone calls to get the guy on the phone. Because, right, I'm calling. It's a Saturday afternoon. He's not answering. So I'm leaving a voicemail. And then finally the guy calls me back. Okay. So then I talked to him like, hey, here's the deal. I'm a private investor. I'm coming in with cash. I've already done my due diligence. I need to check out one more thing. And before I basically go that route and spend some money on this, basically, I want him to see, would your seller accept, he's $180,000. I said I'd buy it for $120,000 and we'll close. The cash is ready. You know, you could have
close
it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
However fast we can get this through title, we'll do it. Done. He said, would you please put that in writing?
And so to make things even more, I get excited.
Yeah.
Then I start doing all the math on what it costs to build in Oxnard. Oxnard's not far from us. I actually found a developer to work with to get the lots developed, and we would split it. When you control the dirt, your options are limitless. Right. We're going to develop it and sell it.
Right.
And we would have netted about $1.2 million on the deal. Net, after development costs, and split it with the developer. So now I'm involved because
right.
We're going to make, you know, over $1 million.
Because it wasn't a crazy offer. He said, it's not crazy. Email it to me. Done.
Go ahead, Jill.
So then.
And it all went south from there.
Then I'm sitting there. So I did it right. I mean, immediately I sent him the email. All day Sunday. Nothing. I'm like, what's the deal? I'm like, all right. Finally, Monday afternoon, I'm like, okay, come on, you guys. What's the deal? So I picked the phone and called the broker. And he couldn't find my email. It's in spam.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't even check your, it's Verizon, not .net, by the way. Well, don't even get me started on that one. So he doesn't check his spam, and you're a broker and you're representing this poor seller. I have to track him down to try to buy this thing. So then finally I get a phone call back Tuesday after he gets a chance to talk to the guy and read. Again, all this time, he's not even saying anything about anything. He's like, oh, I found it. Okay. Anyway, then he says, oh, I meant 180 per parcel. And I'm like, that is not what you put in the thing. That's not what we talked about.
Yeah.
That's not how it's written. That's not what I said. You could have told me 4 days ago. We were on the phone real quick. That's what you meant when I said this. And he's like, oh my gosh. So now I said, so here's how we left it. So this is funny. I said, you know what though? Keep my number. And now, sadly, this broker's not that smart. He probably won't. But I did say, keep my number, because we all know after six months has passed and we're not selling, all of a sudden, $120,000 for all three cash real quick sounds pretty good. And I've been in, I told him, and he's like, yeah, I get it. I said, and I've been in that position, you know? I'm still making way more than I spent on it. I'm like, yeah, just get this, because I'm, you know, you mentally move on at that point too. So
I have all kinds of alarms set in my phone for separate applications for when property gets listed on the MLS in certain markets that we're interested in at a certain price per square foot or a certain price per acre, or there's depending on what we're looking for. And it all starts going off when they get listed. So this happened to be one of those properties, and it just goes to show you how sending mail out doesn't compare. You know, buying property on the MLS doesn't compare to sending mail out.
Exactly.
Or however you choose to contact offers to owners with personally.
Right.
You know, it's just, there's so much convolution and personalities involved in MLS posted property. It's just silly.
Exactly.
It's unfortunate.
It is.
All right, so
I'm thinking of a good one. I'm trying to think of a specific one. I've been doing so well in, I'll tell you, in the state of Virginia, hitting, you know, double after double after double, and they're deal funding deals.
It's a typical deal.
Buy for 10 to 12 and sell for 40.
Yeah.
You know, and I love them.
That's why the bank account's
and
the way it is.
They're very consistent, and they go fast. That's a nice thing, too. They're not crazy big ones. In several different counties, not one county in particular, but, and I had not done many deals in Virginia, and they keep coming up, and now I'm like, I'm really liking the state of Virginia right now. It's good to us.
Some of the deals we're doing right now are deal funding deals.
Yeah.
I'm just about to send out a massive house mailer because we've got fresh BOGs, press boot on the ground in one market. Yeah, we have a new transaction coordinator starting with a homegrown Airtable driven CRM that we're testing.
Yep.
So I expect our volume to triple or quadruple in the next 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful to know that we have this much control over like how much we bring in.
I know. I'm so happy to really be ramping that up again, too. I got to tell you, at the end of the day.
Me too, Jill.
That's true. I love this show. I love our members. I love Land Academy. I love House Academy. But I'm a deal junkie at heart.
Yeah, me too.
And I just love doing it, so.
There's just no feeling like buying a piece of property that's for $10,000 or $12,000 and you know you can wholesale it out for $40,000 or $50,000.
Yeah. And you know
same
what?
Thing with houses. $300,000 house in a reasonable market, and you know it's worth $350,000.
Right. Well, and you know what's sad? Sad but true. It's so easy for us because, like, that broker I told you about, you know, in Oxnard, California, he's doing it wrong. He can't even communicate with people. I'm aggressively trying to buy this property. He can't even call me back, check his email, and make sure we're on the same page when we're talking. So it's like I said, it's getting easier for us.
Yeah. Who knows what goes on in a broker's head like that?
Yeah.
You know, I think that after a certain point, I would get in that role, just burned out. When you're representing other people in their deals instead of doing them yourself.
Doing your own deals.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do.
It's like raising other people's children. It's just, you know, you're half-hearted into it. You know.
Have you done this a lot?
No, I mean, that's what I would imagine it's like.
Does this
I don't
come
know.
Up? What's going on that I don't
Wouldn't
know
that
about?
Wouldn't that be funny? No, it wouldn't actually at all.
No.
Hey, we know your time's available. Valuable. We know your time. We know you're totally available. No. We know your time's valuable, and thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for the episode called, Are You a Failure?
Oh, God, that's hilarious. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That's hilarious. I don't know where you got these titles, but I have a lot to say about this coming
they
up
came,
for tomorrow. It's going to be good.
Straight from my brain to the keyboard.
That's awesome. Hey, speaking of tomorrow, we are both going to be live on Facebook doing a webinar, and it's going to be kind of, I don't remember what the topic is, but...
This is news to me.
Yes. Surprise! So tomorrow, 7/2, July 2, at 2 Pacific time. Hey, tune in on Facebook if you want to ask us some questions. It's going to be a kind of business professional workshop that we're doing, basically. It won't be long. What's so funny? Because you don't know about it at all.
This is the first time I've ever heard anything of this. Do I put something together? Want me to put a slide to your show together?
My team's, we're on it.
Okay.
We're good.
Right.
We're good. We'll talk about it a little bit today.
In the car on the way home, maybe?
Pretty much. Anyway, so tomorrow we'll both be there. So if you have some questions, you're thinking about joining Land Academy, you just want to know what this is all about, you can catch us there. And wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.